One of the Internet's great strengths is its sprawling nature. Anyone can use it for a platform. Liberals and conservatives have tried to harness the Internet's diffuse energy to achieve targeted political goals. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how each end of the political spectrum approaches the challenge.
Eli Pariser and William Green are torchbearers in their respective fields. Pariser is one of the leaders of MoveOn.org, a left-wing Internet behemoth. And Green runs one of the right-wing's counterparts, a site called conservativealerts.com. Here's one major difference between the two activists. Green worked with a pioneer of direct mail, Richard Viguerie, who brought in millions of dollars for conservatives in the 70s. Pariser, well...
I was only 10 in during the first George Bush's presidency.
Pariser and Green are almost stock characters. Pariser, the young, liberal, computer geek-turned activist, and Green, the seasoned, organized conservative campaigner. Despite the differences in age and ideology, Green thinks liberal and conservative activists use similar tactics online.
They build websites, they create email lists that they can send activistic alerts to.
The difference, as he sees it, is that liberals have one big website that gets all the attention.
The conservatives are more fractured. There's actually as many, if not more, conservative members of email lists and money being raised on the conservative side.
Those email lists showed their force this week. Officials at CBS reportedly received roughly 80,000 emails before pulling a miniseries about Ronald and Nancy Reagan. Green is trying to consolidate some of those email lists. He and other online organizers have combined forces to create a new site called rightmarch.com. On the other side, Pariser of MoveOn.org believes the underlying tools of his website are as different from Rightmarch's tactics as he is from Green. Pariser calls his job populist work.
We spend a lot of time asking our members how they feel about issues, what they think we should do next. It's really a two-way street.
Pariser points to an issue that he describes as wonky, the Federal Communications Commission's recent change of media ownership laws. He initially thought the issue was too obscure for anyone to care.
And we were hearing from our members, you know, that this was a really important issue, and so we decided, what the heck, we'll put up a petition on it. Well, you know, 200,000 people signed up in the first couple of days.
And Congress has since voted to roll back the FCC's rule change. Online petitions and emails to legislators are the Internet equivalents of traditional political techniques, like direct mail and paper petitions. But there's also a lot of activity beneath the surface, activity that bears little, if any, resemblance to old-school activism. Political energy thrives on blogs, chat rooms, and even single sites. And Michael Kornfield believes harnessing that energy is a key part of Internet activism. He directs the Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet at George Washington University.
You know, I'm so bad at science, I always get centripetal and centrifugal mixed up. But whichever is outward in, the Internet moves in both directions. And that's a hard concept for people in Washington to get their minds around, even if they know their science better than I do. Things do not have to start here and go outward to the grassroots to be significant. The grassroots knows that it can operate on its own.
Howard Dean's presidential campaign has tried to capitalize on that grassroots vitality. It encourages volunteers to organize without leadership from the campaign's headquarters, and it uses websites like meetup.com to link Dean supporters without a rigid infrastructure. Dean supporters behave almost like a school of fish, individuals moving in the same direction without group instructions from on high. Kornfield says that reflects long-standing differences between the parties.
Democrats are coalitions of interest groups and identity groups in uneasy coexistence who come together long enough to nominate someone and to get that person elected and then go back to bickering among themselves. Republicans are the party of business, the party of the military, the party of hierarchy.
So, he says, Republicans are more likely to take a top-down approach to Internet activism, whereas the Democrats' approach is likely to be messier. Again, it's William Green, a veteran of traditional political organizing, versus Eli Pariser, the 22-year-old who works out of his bedroom. Both have proven successes with the traditional model of emails to legislators. The question is whether the left-wing's less traditional approaches to Internet activism will blossom. The biggest test to date is just a few months away. Howard Dean has become the Democratic frontrunner through his campaign's work online, and he's already shown how that can pay off in fundraising and poll numbers. Soon, activists will know whether that translates to the most important payoff. Votes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Links to activist websites and studies on the internet and politics are at npr.org.